Thank you for calling Archstone Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Mark, M-A-R-K, Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E.
Hey, Mark, how can I help you today?
Well, we've been getting offers for Archtop, and so we're interested. We live on Chestnut Street in Rhinebeck. So we have the, although I was told by one of your websites that you weren't in our area, but I know you are.
All right, no problem. I can definitely check to see if we do service your area and also help you to sign up for service. Could I have your full address, please?
It's 16 Chestnut Street, Rhinebeck, New York, 12572.
All right, let me check on that for you. So, yeah, so we're currently servicing your area, so I can definitely go ahead and sign you up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Is your location a home or business?
It's at home, residential.
Okay. And are you interested in a specific speed?
Just, I think we do the basic 1 gig.
Okay. Any extenders at the moment?
Any what?
Wi-Fi extenders?
We do have a booster for part of our service, but we're thinking of putting in a mesh router.
Okay.
We're currently Spectrum customers, and we have their router and.
Oh, so you're just thinking of getting a Wi-Fi mesh system for your house?
Actually, we're probably want Wi-Fi and home. Landline phone.
Okay. So would you be interested in the landline service as well?
Yes.
All right. So I'll stick to no extenders for now. And then for the phone service, the standard phone line is $24.99 per month. Okay.
Okay. Well, we probably would need, my question is that when you install this, how do we connect? In other words, we have our current setup, which is through Spectrum, and we'll probably need a new router, I would guess, because the one we have is
so
7 or 8 years old. But
so we are going to provide. Yeah, so we're going to provide our modem and router, and that's also included in the $79.99 for the internet. So we would provide our router and modem.
And we would do online billing, so don't we get a discount for that?
Yes, once you do paperless billing and auto pay with your checking or savings account, you get $10 off.
Yes, we would want to do that.
Okay, and then you also said you want the phone service for the additional $24.99.
Right.
Do you already have telephone jacks installed in the house already?
We do, yes.
Okay, and do you want to keep your current phone number?
Yes.
And what is that phone number?
It's 845-876-6418.
So that's 845-876-6418?
Yes.
All right. So the total monthly payments that you'd be making is $104.98. And then if you get the discount, you'd get the $10 off, okay?
Okay. Now, couple other questions. One is that our house has a funny layout, and currently our router doesn't reach one part of the house. So that we don't get a good signal. So the question would be, if we were to put in a mesh system, do you do that?
Oh, so if it's a case that you already, if you're planning on getting an extender yourself or getting a mesh system to use as a extender, then yes, you'd be able to connect it through it. If you want to, we can give you an extender to put at that area of your home so that the internet would be able to reach there. It's just that it would be an additional $7.99 per month.
Okay. Well, because we have in our upstairs bedroom, we have another television, so we'd probably need at least one extender for that. Although we do, we have one, but it's not peculiarly effective.
Oh, okay. So you want me to add an extender for you then?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Or would it make more sense for us to buy a mesh router system?
Well, it's up to you. If you do go ahead and purchase your own extenders or decide to get a, we usually recommend using our router and our modem just because if you do have any problems, we will be able to see from our end what's going on. And also, if you do get
Okay.
our extender, we are able to see what's going on. Why are you having this problem compared to if you do decide to use your equipment, we would have limited resources to troubleshoot with you.
Okay. All right. Well, then we would probably want an extender added.
Okay, one extender. All right. So that would be $112.97 per month. And then you could get the
Okay.
$10 off, which would be
$2. Okay.
$102.97.
Okay.
Okay, and
There are only other questions that we have certain devices like a Nest thermostat that we, so we just need to, I guess, to change the password to whatever password is on the router.
yeah. And the technicians, they can help you once they're at the location. Just let them know what you're having trouble with and they can help you out with it, okay?
Okay, well, that'd be good. Yes.
And the service address is 16 Chestnut Street in Rhinebeck, New York, 12572. Do you rent or own the property?
We own the house.
And your utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
Through the air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
All right, thank you. And could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Mark
And spell your last name, Mark.
Ly, as in Yankee, Tle.
Go ahead with the spelling again, please.
845
No, go ahead
876.
with the spelling for the last name.
Oh, it's Lytle.
T-L-E-T as in Tom, L as in Lima, E as in Echo.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with the email address.
Lytle, Lytle, at Bard, Bard dot edu.
You said E-M-U?
Edu.
Oh, EDU. Okay. So that's LYTLE at B as in boy, ARD as in dog, dot EDU. E as in echo, D as in dog, U as in umbrella.
Right, correct.
All right. And your primary phone number?
Do you want my cell number or my the cell the primary number is 845-876-6418.
845
That's
87. Is this your cell phone?
our landline. No, that's our landline. I could give you my cell phone and if
Go
you'd
ahead with your
prefer.
cell.
My cell phone is 845-430-2406.
And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Text is fine.
Okay. And just to read you a disclosure for text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Okay.
All right, so just to go over the order, you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, you want one extender, you're interested in getting the phone service, you'd like to keep your current phone number, which is 845-876-6418. You don't need any telephone jacks installed at the home. The service address is 16 Chestnut Street. You own the property and your utility wires are through the air and your billing address is not different than your service address.
All true.
Okay. No problem. One moment, please. All right. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
We are, although we put a hold on the credit services to protect our accounts. So you could do the credit check through our bank, I guess.
Oh, well, so are you able to lift the freeze on the on your credit?
I suppose we could. We'd rather not, but
if you want to bypass it, you could go ahead and make the $50 deposit. Do you want to do that then?
Yeah, we can make a deposit, that's all.
Okay. And also, just to let you know, with the deposit, it's like a hold on the account. So if you do decide to terminate the service, we would go ahead and send it back out to you. Or if you have any outstanding balance once you terminate, we would put it towards an outstanding balance, okay?
Okay, all right.
Arcstar Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yes, you can.
And would you be using your checking or savings account? That's $10 off, or if you choose to use a credit or debit card, that's $5 off.
We'll use our savings account.
Your savings account, okay.
It's a checking.
Go ahead with your routing number.
Looking for it as we speak.
Okay.
In my wife's purse. Okay, I got it. All right. The routing number, which is the bank routing number, right? Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, it's 22-197-1015.
And the account number?
Is 1000-272-00.
Okay, so 1000-372-00?
No, 272.
Okay, so 1000.
272.
All right, so it's 1000-3272.
No, 1000-272.
Oh, there's no three.
Yeah, that is. Right.
Okay, so 1000-272-00.
Yes.
And what is the name on the account?
Gretchen B. Lytle and Mark H. Lytle.
Lytle, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
And you said that's a checking or savings?
Checking.
And do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
Okay, how did you hear about Arcstar Fiber?
I watched it put it in. But walking around the village, it was hard to avoid.
And is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a barbed wire or a septic tank?
We do have a septic tank in the driveway, but it's not an issue. There's no complications.
Okay, one moment, please. All right, so all I need to do now is to go over a couple of disclosures and then set up an installation date and time for you, okay?
Okay.
So just to go over the disclosures, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. We do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, so let's set up a date and time. The earliest date that we do have available is on September 4th. That's a
September
Wednesday.
What day of the week is it? That's Wednesday.
That is correct.
So when do we tell Spectrum we're done?
You let them know once you set up service first.
Right. Depending on what time of day, that should be fine.
Yeah, we have 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. available on September 4th.
10 a.m. would be fine.
Okay. So please confirm the appointment September 4th, 2024 at 10 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay.
Your name is Mark Lytle. Your email is lytle@bard.edu. Your phone number is 845-430-2406.
Yes, to all of the above.
Okay. All right. So now that the installation is scheduled, you'll be receiving two emails from Archtop Fiber. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your Archtop Fiber customer account, where you have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service, okay?
That's good, yeah.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Mark?
Well, this is plenty. I have to digest this now, so.
All right, no problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. I hope you have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber, okay?
Thank you.
No problem. Okay. Bye-bye.